Hey everyone, Leo Weston here. Welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span, Daily Mind Training, your daily dose of mental wellness wisdom. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's been buzzing around the internet and dinner tables everywhere, the impact of social media on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a little blah? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, and suddenly your own world seems a bit dull in comparison? Or maybe you've spent hours lost in the endless scroll, only to realize you haven't actually accomplished anything productive. Social media can be a double-edged sword, folks. It connects us, entertains us, and keeps us informed, but it can also become a breeding ground for anxiety, comparison, and even depression if we're not careful. Now, before you toss your phone out the window, which, by the way, wouldn't be good for your attention span either, hear me out. This isn't about demonizing social media. It's about understanding its power and learning how to use it in a way that benefits our mental well-being. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the social media landscape like a champ. First things first, be mindful of your time. We all have limited hours in a day, so be conscious of how much time you're spending scrolling. Think of it like a budget. You wouldn't spend your entire paycheck on takeout every day, would you? Well, social media deserves a similar level of budgeting. Set realistic limits and stick to them. There are tons of apps that can help track your usage or even block certain platforms during specific times. Second, curate your feed. You have the power to choose what content you consume. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or comparisons. Fill your feed with inspiring people, thought-provoking ideas, and things that genuinely bring you joy. Remember, your social media experience is a reflection of your choices. Make it a space that nourishes your mind and soul. Third, remember the highlights reel. Social media often presents a curated version of reality, the best moments, filtered photos, and carefully crafted captions. Don't fall into the trap of comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Everyone has struggles, everyone faces challenges. Social media isn't a competition, it's a space for connection and sharing. Fourth, practice digital detox. Just like we need breaks from work and daily routines, our minds need a break from the constant stimulation of social media. Schedule regular, unplugged time. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy some quiet contemplation. This will help you recharge, regain perspective, and appreciate the beauty of the offline world. And finally, remember your worth. Your value isn't defined by likes, followers, or online validation. You are unique, worthy, and deserving of love and respect, regardless of your social media presence. Don't let external validation dictate your self-worth. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. A few years back, I got caught up in the influencer game. I was obsessed with likes, followers, and trying to project this perfect online persona. It took a toll on my mental health. I felt constantly anxious, comparing myself to others, and chasing validation. One day, I had a conversation with a close friend who reminded me that social media is just one small aspect of life. She said, "Leo, your worth isn't measured by how many people follow you online. It's measured by the impact you have on the world, the connections you make, and the kindness you show others." Her words were a wake-up call. I started prioritizing real-life connections, focusing on my passions, and curating my social media feed to reflect values that aligned with my true self. It was a game changer. I felt lighter, happier, and more authentic. So remember, friends, the power is in your hands. You can choose to use social media as a tool for connection and inspiration, or let it become a source of anxiety and comparison. Be mindful, be intentional, and most importantly, remember your worth, both online and off. Now, go forth and heal those attention spans. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you'd like to share, hit me up in the comments section. Until next time, keep your minds sharp, your spirits high, and your thumbs scrolling wisely.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.